Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Nimi Walsing-Jack. I am the Executive Director of the Rivers State Bureau for Public-Private Partnerships, and I'm your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an important opening message from Her Excellency, the Honorable Justice Suzette Eberechi Nyesonwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Great people of River State, I bring you special greetings on this occasion of another episode of River Ethics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Remember that pessimism engenders weakness, whereas optimism leads to power. This episode will focus on creating literacy awareness in line with activities celebrating the United Nations International Literacy Day coming up on the 8th of September. 50 years ago, UNESCO officially proclaimed 8th September the International Literacy Day to actively mobilize the international community and to promote literacy as an instrument to empower individuals, communities, and societies. Illiteracy is a worldwide problem that requires the concerted efforts of all men and women of goodwill to combat. The following available statistics are staggering and worth considering in this message. 65 million Nigerians are illiterate according to the 2015 UNESCO survey. 35 million out of the 65 million are adults and 30 million are youths. Globally, at least 750 million youth and adults still cannot read and write, and 250 million children are failing to acquire basic literacy skills. This results in an exclusion of low literate and low skilled youth and adults from full participation in their communities and societies. UNESCO has been at the forefront of global literacy efforts since 1946, and UNESCO has been advancing the vision of a literate world for all. It views acquiring and improving literary skills throughout life as an intrinsic part of the right to education. The multiplier effect of literacy empowers people, enables them to participate fully in society, and contributes to improved livelihoods. Literacy is also a driver for sustainable development in that it enables greater participation in the labor market, improves child and family health and nutrition, reduces poverty, and expands life opportunities. Beyond its conventional concept as a set of reading, writing, and counting skills, literacy is now understood as a means of identification, understanding, interpretation, creation, and communication in an increasingly digital, text-mediated, information-rich, and fast-changing world. Thus, the theme for this year's International Literacy Day is Literacy in a Digital World. Literacy goes beyond the ability to read and write. Literacy is critical in helping us make sense of our world. From the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep, we are constantly making meaning of the world around us. Literacy has traditionally been thought of as reading and writing. Although these are essential components of literacy, today our understanding of literacy in a digital world encompasses much more and raises different kinds of issues. One of such pertinent questions is, which measures can be considered to address inequalities in literacy and to turn the digital divide to the digital opportunity towards more literate societies and communities? According to former President Bill Clinton, in a past International Literacy Day event, I quote here, "Literacy is not a luxury. It is a right and a responsibility. If our world is to meet the challenges of the 21st century, we must harness the energy and creativity of all our citizens," unquote. And I will add, much more so in a digital world with 7 billion mobile phones worldwide and 900 million in Africa. How we can harness technology to enhance literacy in our communities is a food for thought I would like to share with you wonderful listeners today. On this episode, we shall be listening to a very distinguished lawyer, Honorable Nimi Walson Jack. He is a past General Secretary to the Nigerian Bar Association River State Branch and past Commissioner of Civic Education and Public Affairs in the River State Independent Electoral Commission. Currently, he is the Executive Director of the River State Board of Public-Private Partnerships. Please enjoy this episode, and our wonderful people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Nimi Walson Jack, your host for today. I'll be speaking on literacy in a digital world as one of the programs marking the 2017 International Literacy Day. September 8th was proclaimed International Literacy Day by the United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, on 17 November 1965. Hence, this year marks the 51st anniversary of the International Literacy Day. UNESCO has worked to not only bring the basic skills of literacy to the individuals who need them the most, but also to promote literacy as a common goal. The work of the global organization started in 1946 when the organization created an education committee. The work of the committee was to promote and bring literacy skills to everyone, regardless of their access to formal schooling options. Over the years, UNESCO has called the world's attention to the literacy rights of the international community on International Literacy Day. On September 8, UNESCO once again throws literacy into a spotlight to remind us that every man, every woman, and every child has a right to literacy, and that literacy is the foundation for future learning and personal growth. This year, the focus is on literacy in a digital world, as literacy is viewed from the perspective of individual functionality in the computer age. While 774 million adults still lack basic literacy skills, countless more have only the basics. They lack the advanced literacy skills necessary to thrive in our modern world. In a world increasingly dominated by the acquisition, distribution, sharing, and contributing of knowledge and information through digital tools, basic reading and writing skills are simply not enough. In countries all over the world, the International Literacy Day raises people's awareness of and concern for literacy issues within their own communities. Several activities relating to concerns over low literacy levels have taken place as a result of this increased awareness. Some of these activities include Literacy Day projects, particularly with regards to technology and literature, which are promoted by various organizations, including Rivetics and the program we're having today. One will ask, what is the goal of the International Literacy Day? Knowing how to read and write was once considered a feat for the wealthy and the scholars. Today, those skills are a right of all people everywhere. During the celebration of the International Literacy Day in 1994, former President Bill Clinton of the United States said, and I quote him, that literacy is not a luxury, it is a right and a responsibility, unquote. Today's goal is to promote and help individuals develop a more comprehensive sort of literacy, as literacy is now viewed not as a privilege, but as a right for all global citizens. Every person on the planet has a right to read, write, communicate, calculate, and continue to learn. The question then is, what is literacy? Literacy is understood to be the ability to read, write, and use arithmetic. The modern term's meaning has been expanded to include the ability to use language, numbers, images, computers, and other basic means to understand, communicate, gain useful knowledge, and use the dominant symbol systems of a culture. UNESCO defines literacy as the ability to identify, understand, interpret, create, communicate, and compute using printed and written materials associated with varying contexts. Following the definition I have given above, we can say that in order to achieve maximal functioning in the 21st century, literacy has moved beyond the 3 R's of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Hence, the focus of literacy is basically the acquisition of 4 skills, which are referred to as the 4 C's: creativity, critical thinking and problem solving, communication, and collaboration. The dominance of digital tools has given rise to an increase in literacy skills as the world economy is now driven by digital tools. Hence, every nation must focus on helping its citizens acquire digital fluency, without which the nation will be shut out of the global market. Why is literacy important, you may ask? Literacy is critical to economic development as well as individual and community well-being, as it improves the future of everyone in a society. Conversely, illiteracy deprives individuals the opportunity to participate and contribute meaningfully to the development of the society. It also results in inability to maintain better health, as the illiterate individual is unable to understand and interpret health information, learn and adopt health preventive practices, and detect problems for early treatment. Furthermore, illiteracy limits the employment opportunities of the individual, thereby making the individual unable to pull out of poverty. The world is rapidly changing, and its complexities require every person to expand their knowledge and learn new skills in order to cope with the challenges. Finally, increase in literacy levels will increase labor productivity and add to an annual gross domestic product of every nation, including ours. On the contrary, poor literacy can lead to the risk of exclusion for some individuals and some social groups. For example, the increase in youth crime rates that can be directly linked to poor social and economic outcomes. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Welcome back. You are tuned to Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Nimi Walsing-Jack, your host for today. I am speaking on literacy in a digital world to mark this year's International Literacy Day on September 8th. Why is illiteracy a problem in Nigeria? Available data indicates that there are now close to 4 billion literate people in the world. Although this represents a positive stride, literacy for all is still a yet-to-be-accomplished objective. Recent UNESCO statistics show that nearly 775 million adults still cannot read or write. Two-thirds of them, 493 million, are women. Among the youth, 123 million are illiterate, of which 76 million are female. In Nigeria, in spite of efforts by all tiers of government to address rising illiteracy level, there has not been a progressive increase in the literacy level, especially among the adults. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, adult illiteracy rate in Nigeria stands at 56.9%. Considering the fact that globally, the literacy rate is approximately 20%, the Nigerian situation is rather disturbing. The Country Comparative Index of Literacy Level by Country in 2012 further testifies to the worrisome literacy situation in Nigeria, as it shows that Nigeria ranked 161 out of 184 countries with 66% literacy rate, This implies that we belong to the mainstream of the world's most illiterate countries. A recent USAID study also indicates that an estimated 10 million Nigerian children are not registered in school. A disclosure by the former Minister of Education, Nyesom Ezenwanwike, equally indicates that the number of adults who cannot read and write in the country is estimated at 60 million, which is about 38% of the country's population, estimated at 170 million. The revelation was made at the 2014 International Literacy Day. The declining fortune of literacy ratio among Nigerian children is indeed an embarrassment to the nation, as we currently have over 10.5 million children out of school. The Education for All Global Monitoring Report ranked Nigeria as one of the countries with the highest level of illiteracy. The EFA report on Nigeria affirmed that the number of illiterate adults has increased by 10 million over the past two decades to reach 35 million. The literacy trend in Nigeria has clearly obstructed the attainment of the Millennium Development Goals and has also ensured that we did not meet our objective of reducing illiteracy by 50% by the year 2015. To successfully confront poverty, disease, religious fanaticism, political chaos, ethnic bigotry, gender discrimination, economic depression, among others, efforts must be made by all to enhance the literacy level in the country. It is of importance that governments at all levels need to make pragmatic legislation as well as improve funding for the relevant agencies of government saddled with the execution of the mass literacy program. Equally, literacy-inclined groups and other related non-governmental organizations ought to step up activities and campaigns to increase awareness on the importance of literacy. The various state universal basic education boards need to intensify effort to ensure that no child is left out in the mass literacy drive. To this end, all the states need to strictly adhere to the spirit and principle of the Child Rights Law, which criminalizes denial of access to any child to school. If our nation is to meet the challenges of the 21st century, we must harness the energy and the creativity of all our citizens. Now, let's go for a short break. We'll be right back.
Stop the violence against women and girls. Do you know that one in every three women have experienced one form of violence or the other? Violence against women and girls is a crime against humanity. Stop domestic violence, intimate partner violence, harmful widowhood practices, female genital mutilation or cutting. Gang rape is evil. Let's work together by reporting every act of violence that the perpetrators be brought to book. Victims and survivors should call Police Human Rights Department
0812-8075-881-0803-782-1189-0817-3412-597.
This message is brought to you by Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, with support from Nigeria Stability and Reconciliation Program, NSRP.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Rev Ethics on Radio, and I'm Nimi Walsing-Jack, your host for today. Today, our focus is on literacy in a digital world to commemorate the International Literacy Day. In this last segment, I would like to focus on what I call the 10 benefits of digital literacy. Digital literacy in its simplest form is learning to leverage a vast array of resources in the virtual world to enhance and accomplish things in the real world. This requires that you do have access online and you do know how to use a computer. But that's just the basics. With more connected devices coming online each day and more services offered via internet only, the digital literacy body of knowledge is growing. So rather than debate what the official definition of digital literacy is, it's more important that we start getting people to care and engage. Now here is why everyone should care about digital literacy. I have 10 reasons and I'll start counting with number 10. It saves time. Being digitally literate can save minutes and hours per week for tasks and could only be done offline in the past. We all have memories of waiting in line for our driving licenses. If you wanted to drive or renew your license, you had to go to the office of the VIO and wait in line for hours. Today, you can renew your driving license online. From banking to shopping, You no longer have to wait in line if you choose, or at least less often. 9. You learn faster. When I was in secondary school, my teacher used to encourage us to read our books with a dictionary right next to us. Now, if there was a word we did not know, we could then easily look into the definition. I have not opened a dictionary in years. Today, I simply ask Mr. Google, or I type in define word in Bing, and I have the definition with an audio clip on how to pronounce it correctly. This is so much better than opening a 1 kg dictionary. 8. You save money. This benefit should be the most obvious. Between coupon codes, daily deal sites, comparison shopping sites, and mobile apps, today's consumer is more informed than ever to not only get the best products but also get the best prices. Throw in free shipping, and this one benefit alone is enough to get one more digitally literate. 7. It makes you safer. For all the talk about the internet being a dangerous place, it actually does a great deal of everyday good that often goes unnoticed. Whether you need tips on staying safe in a foreign country while on vacation, or ways to make your home more secure, or getting the fastest route to the nearest hospital, you can find it all in the digital world. While some home tasks could be left to professionals, some of us have used video sites like YouTube a number of times to verify the steps to take on a quick fix job. If you don't change electrical outlets or lay tiles often, you can pick up some handy tips and stay out of trouble by watching a quick refresher on the internet. 6. It keeps you informed. Ignorance is bliss. Once you have knowledge, it is hard not to crave more. In the old days, adults would rush home to watch their favorite TV program or listen to the 9 o'clock news. Today, everyone has their favorite news site they check daily. From the newspapers to the radio stations to the television stations, we not only crave information, but we require them. From world-changing events like 9/11 to much simpler conveniences like knowing the weather or the traffic, information makes the world move. It is why the printing press was such a monumental achievement, and why the internet will continue to grow. 5. The digital world keeps you connected. When social media took off, many people started to debate the effects it was having on real relationships. While some of the concerns is certainly valid, people have also had certain levels of relationships way before the web was popular. There are people you love who you could call on the phone every day. There are people you love who you only called once per year. Some people you have to see when you visit a particular city. Others you may see if you have the time. In the beauty of life, there are complex human interactions. Social media is just one more option for us to stay connected on our own terms. 4. You will make better decisions. When you have limited ways to get information, your choices are also limited. Digital literacy allows you to search, study, analyze, and compare the vast resources available to you. It adds to your body of knowledge, which can only allow you to make better decisions. Which university to attend, which car to buy, which country to visit, even the type of mate you want. These decisions are now a mouse click away. 3. It can keep you employed. The world runs on computers. If you have ever witnessed the cash machines go down at a shopping mall, or at a filling station, or at a restaurant, you will realize how dependent we are now all are on computers. It falls right below electricity and even above water. Everything you eat or drink from a bottle or tap at some point came through a system controlled by computers, unless you live on a farm. This is why computer skills are so important. Why many of us may spend hours virtually shuffling papers in Microsoft Word and PowerPoint, there are thousands of jobs that now require computer skills on all types of platforms. It makes you happier. No matter how serious or technically advanced the world gets, humans will always love a good laugh. From Pinterest to Tumblr, there is an animated picture or video out there to make somebody laugh. So even if employers feel the web has decreased work output in their companies, at the end of the day, a happy worker is a productive worker, and the internet makes us happy. The first and the number one, you can influence the world. Thousands of babies are born around the world in major cities each day. You never will know who will be the next great leader. Through politics, religion, activism, and even entertainment, people have brought change to places they didn't know existed. A preacher in Houston, Texas, can influence someone in Lagos or Port Harcourt through a motivational video posted on Facebook. A demonstration in Egypt can ignite a movement for freedom in another country. Every math problem, goal, addiction, disease, and injustice has someone out there that cares. This is the true beauty of our human and digital web. Finding those that care and influencing new people has never been made more easier. So, what can we do to improve literacy? Literacy improvement is not the responsibility of one agency or party. Rather, it requires the involvement of individuals, government, families, and corporate bodies. The government can increase budget on education, science, and technology. It could have a proper, detailed, and achievable, robust education plan and policies and the political will to follow up. In the families, we need to encourage our children to start reading from an early age and introduce them to the use of computers. Parents should ensure that our children give focus and attention to academics. Literate parents as well as teachers should check on the progress of their children and students to ensure they are not lacking the required literacy skills. And literate parents should support the children if they have trouble understanding lessons learned in school. As individuals, we should make good use of education and technology. The internet can be used as a great tool to promote learning. We will invite corporate organizations to grant scholarships to indigent students and people willing to learn. Corporate bodies can sponsor research on teaching methods that make learning easy and more effective. And together, we can all help build educational and research facilities.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.